Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title, be there October 14th for the home opener at the Allstate Arena. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Let's begin with Joe Maddon's lineup for tonight's game against the Reds in Cincinnati. It'll be Jay leading off playing center field, followed by Schwarber in left, Bryant at third, Rizzo at first, Zobrist will play second base tonight. Avila will be behind the plate, Hayward in right, Baez at short, and John Lackey will be on the mound with Homer Bailey going for the Reds. Maddon was on with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today, and he was asked how they're going to try and fix reliever Justin Wilson.
We don't want too many people talking to him. I mean, that's the point. Everybody wants to help, and then it becomes confusing. He does not need to do anything differently than he had been doing. He needs to slow things down. He needs a little success up. He has to walk off the mound following a clean inning. Just like a couple days ago, we had the same issue with CJ.
Back to the Reds, pitcher Scott Feldman. He had arthroscopic knee surgery today. His season is over. And Cubs president Theo Epstein, he'll be on with Mully and Hanley. That's Thursday morning at 7:40. Meanwhile, over on the south side, another day, another debut. This time it's Lucas Giolito, just up from AAA, where in his last five starts, he was 3-1 with a 1.71 ERA. And tonight he'll be opposed by Minnesota's Kyle Gibson. Pro football, it's a day off for the Bears, who will be back on the practice field at Halas Hall tomorrow. And they'll be in Nashville on Sunday taking on the Tennessee Titans. And the New England Patriots have confirmed that when they were at the White House back in April, they bestowed a commemorative Super Bowl winning ring to President Trump. This summer, visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel Light purchase. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast is today, beginning at 5:35, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that'll be followed by the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Regulator! Mount up! We're caught!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
We go to the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com to welcome this man, Matt Miller. He is on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout, NFL Draft Lead Writer for Bleacher Report, host of the Stick to Football podcast. And got a little football to talk about. I want to start with something that happened last night. It looks like Odell Beckham Jr. avoided serious injury upon being hit low on a reception, yet it raised this question that we're talking about, Matt, about what NFL defenders can and should do considering the rules now. You can't go up high. You could end up getting cut for being reckless. You could end up getting fined. And then it's sort of against the agreed upon protocols to go low. How should it be handled by coaches and by players?
I thought the tackle last night was exactly what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it looks bad. It looked bad on TV and everyone's pissed off on Twitter, but it's a legal hit. And would you rather have, let's act like Brian Bode Calhoun didn't slip. Let's just say there's that out route that Eli Manning floats up there and Odell goes to get it and he knocks him in the head. Everyone's upset. Everyone is, and that's the kind of tackle that would have been made 10 years ago. That's where you get into trouble, where a guy should be fined, guy should be suspended. What he did last night is what the NFL has told these guys to do. You have to go low, and especially if you're a corner, and let's take last night's situation. He slips, and the pass is high, so Odell jumps. If Odell didn't have to jump, he would have hit him right in the waist. But we also slow these things down, and we show a 360-degree view of the play at, 400 frames a second or something, slowing this down. And it makes it look like it was a conscious decision, a targeted hit on the knee, when in reality, you fall down, the guy makes a catch in front of you, and you just react and hit him. It's not like he was trying to hurt Odell Beckham. And I saw people last night on Twitter saying, oh, here's some scrub trying to make a team so he hurts one of the NFL's best receivers. No, man, he's just trying to make a tackle after he got burnt and fell down. And everyone wants to get up in arms about it, but the fact of the matter is that's exactly how you're supposed to make that tackle. And you've got to hit between the knee and the shoulder pads. That strike zone is pretty damn small when a guy's running at you too.
Matt, I want you to dig deep into your reservoir of knowledge when it comes to collegiate running backs, because I feel like, and after watching that game last night with, you know, Perkins and Duke Johnson, two pretty decent college running backs who are asked now to carry the load for their teams, I feel like the running back position is sexy again. Is it because of the talent that we've seen over the last couple of years? Is it on upswing, or is the devaluing of NFL, of NFL running backs at the position drafting very highly? Is that kind of going away? Is it system? Is it talent? Is it, it being important again? What's going on right now in terms of NFL front offices?
You know, man, it's a lot of things. Talented, athletic kids are playing running back. Everyone wants to be Adrian Peterson now, where, before, guys like Leonard Fournette maybe would have played linebacker, maybe would have, not been a running back because of how big he is. So I think some of that is that these great athletes are playing running back, and we might see that trend shift where guys play safety or they, whatever. But I think right now there are a lot of great athletes playing running back. It's also that, the NFL is very circular in terms of trends. Nothing ever really goes away or changes. So 20 years ago, everyone ran the ball, and you might have thrown the ball, 25, 30 times a game. That starts to change. Everyone starts chucking the ball around. So defenses get smaller. Linebackers are 220, 230 pounds now. So what do you do to combat that? Well, you run the ball. And you get a big offensive line like they have in Dallas or Tennessee or Oakland, what they used to have in Baltimore. So I think we're just seeing the trend reverse back. Okay, defenses reacted to Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Drew Brees by going to nickel-based packages. So if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm going to say, okay, you want to go nickel-based package, we're going to find athletes that to where we don't have to tip our hand with our personnel, but we're going to run the ball down your throat for 30, 35 times a game. And maybe it's a running back by committee thing. Maybe it's Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, and you mix in a couple guys there. But I think we see the run game come back a little bit. And seeing like what Kyle Shanahan's going to do in San Francisco, seeing what I expect Sean McVay to do in L.A., I also think a lot of the young guys are really embracing that because it takes pressure off a quarterback early on. And if you have a talented core of running backs, you don't have to have one great guy. If you have three good ones, you can still get the job done.
I'm sure I'll read it at some point this year, because the last few years somebody writes this every year, and it's either what happened to the fullback, or look at Team X and they're bringing back the fullback. And it goes to what you say about the circularity of the league, and sometimes you get to positions that become popularized or used differently, or just back in vogue because people forgot about it and they're trying to be different. Yet the Bears are wrestling with whether or not they want to keep a fullback this year. But if what you're saying is true, the old Brian Billick thing about, you know, run away from size and run at speed, that the whole lead week to the bubble, you know, the teams could rely on in need situations and in what we used to call rundowns. Do you think that can happen, or have the rules progressed to the point where there's just no way to bring that position back?
I think the fullback can come back in a versatile role. You know, we saw Danny Vitale last night for the Browns.
Yeah, at Northwestern.
Right. Yeah, love that kid. You know, Juice with the 49ers is a great pass catcher. So, the fullback could come back, not maybe in a lead blocking role 20, 25 times a game, but you know what I was just talking about, you don't want to tip your hand. When you have your 11 guys in the huddle, you don't want the defense to be able to say, okay, well, you know, number 45's in, they're going to run the ball. You need a fullback who is versatile enough that he can flex out and maybe play like a tight end, or he can run the ball as a single back. You have to have someone who can do enough things that you could still be creative. And it's hard to find that. But, you know, like Delaney Walker in Tennessee as a tight end, who when he was in San Francisco was basically a fullback. And so that's, I think, what you're looking for. Guys like Jordan Reed, who could do a little bit of everything. And, you know, the young Gronkowski, not Rob, his younger brother, Glenn, is kind of that way. And he hasn't had the success yet, but he's that type of playmaker who you can move around. So, if you're going to keep a fullback, he might also need to be your number three tight end, or he might need to be a really, really good special teams player. But I think every team has room for a guy who could be a short yardage runner, a pass blocker, a pass catcher, and maybe, you know, a personal protector on the punt team. Right? That sounds pretty damn valuable to me.
Can't wait till the youngest Gronkowski, Jamal, makes it to Pop Warner football and has everybody's head turning. Matt, I know how you feel about Tyrann Mathieu. And it was a great conversation Super Bowl week where we were out there and got a chance to talk to him. I feel similarly to that situation about Derwin James. And I don't know if he is the best player in college football, but knowing somebody that's associated with him who told me about him last year before he got hurt and saying that this kid is everything that you would want a safety slash, you know, boundary corner slash rover to be, and doing it at a high level in a terrific conference. Does he have those kind of game-changing skills that Tyrann Mathieu exhibited not only at LSU but on the pro level as well?
You know, I don't think his ball skills are quite what Tyrann Mathieu's were, because Ty was just so good at locating the ball and getting to it. I mean, there aren't many guys who have that ability. It's like Ed Reed and Ty, and you know, you could say Malik Hooker.
Mike Glennon fouled out Saturday.
Yeah, right. Where you just live around the ball. And so when I look at Derwin James, he's more Landon Collins to me, who's maybe a little more athletic, just because he is so impactful in the run game and what he could do as a blitzer. And you really like him behind the line of scrimmage as much as you like him deep in coverage. So I think he's, you know, he's an enormous guy. I've already heard the Sean Taylor comparison. So, you know, he's a big athlete. And so I would use him differently. But just like we were talking about with offensive versatility, Derwin James is what you want on defense now. Because like you said, he could play boundary corner. He can play free safety and play center field in a cover three or a cover one. I mean, he could do all these different things. But he can also walk up and play in the box, and he can get after the quarterback. So I'm very excited to see him play week one against Alabama, because last year, you know, he only played six quarters last year. And a lot of the pressure in that secondary fell on Tavarius McFadden, who had a great season. He had eight interceptions playing outside corner. So now we're going to get those two together with a defensive line led by Josh Sweat, who is a very good outside pass rusher. That Florida State defense is going to be a handful. And to see how Alabama responds to that, how they scheme for it. I was telling the guys on the podcast probably a month ago that Derwin James' hype is equal to what Jabril Peppers was last year at this time. But we will know at the end of week one if he's back or not. And there will be a lot of truth told about him, because once you have to face Alabama, we're going to know, do you like to hit? What's your range like? Can you chase down Jalen Hurts? Can you keep up with that kind of speed? So I'm excited to see that game. You don't want to hang a whole kid's draft stock on one game, but we're going to learn a heck of a lot about the entire Florida State defense, really, that one night.
All right, you mentioned Mike Glennon. We rely on you for a take that's a little more removed from the day-to-day stuff that we have. Sometimes you think you get too close to one of these local stories, but when you see Trubisky ascending and Glennon continuing to struggle, a team kind of caught in the middle based on some promises made, some money spent, some draft picks traded. What's the right way to handle this now for the short term and the long term?
Mike Glennon's a professional, and he's being paid a lot of money to be a professional football player. If he's not the best quarterback, he needs to sit down. Like, I don't care about any promise. This isn't college where you promise a kid a starting job as a freshman if he signed with you. It's more like the military, where they promise you you're going to, you know, be a journalist, and you get there and you're in the infantry. Like, no one cares what promise you were made. So with the money spent, he's not being paid that much. And especially when you look at the whole of the quarterback depth chart, is not being paid that much thanks to the rookie wage scale. So, listen, if I'm Ryan Pace, if I'm John Fox, the best guy plays regardless. And I think you do a major disservice to your credibility as a coach and as a general manager if you don't play the best guy, regardless of draft standing, regardless of salary. Like, just put the best player out on the field. And we haven't seen a whole lot of Trubisky with any starting talent around him. I think you have two more games to figure out what he can do, really one more game to figure out what he can do with the ones. And I know the line is banged up with Kyle out, but I think it's time to see what the kid can do, because we're going to find out sooner or later anyway. It might be week four or week five. It might be week 10, but we are going to see him start at some point this year. So why not just get to it? If you feel like he can handle it mentally, getting the play call, you know, from the helmet to the huddle to the line of scrimmage, if he's good with that, let's see what he could do, because you traded up to get him. He was the number two pick in the draft. And what he's shown so far in the preseason is, he's the best quarterback on your team. So, and I would say the same thing about situations like Cleveland with DeShone Kizer. If he can handle it mentally without, you know, where you have to scale back your playbook every week, if he can handle that, let's get these guys on the field to figure out who they are.
All right, let's talk about some quarterbacks that we talked about maybe a couple of years ago in drafts that are on the clock. You know, I always feel like, and I hear mentioned in music circles, that after your first hit, you're on the clock as far as when's your next hit coming and is your sophomore album going to be trash or not, because you spent pretty much your whole life making your first album. Blake Bortles, guys in that ilk, who's on the clock right now for draft gurus like yourself or NFL front offices are looking at like, hey, man, this needs to either put up or shut up.
Yeah, guys like Carson Wentz and Paxton Lynch, are we talking right about them too?
Yeah. There's a lot of them, man, a lot. You know, you mentioned Carson Palmer's getting older. He's one. You can mention Ryan Tannehill in Miami, who's hurt this year. They could cut him after this year and really walk from that contract. So Ryan Tannehill's on the clock. Tyrod Taylor's on the clock. I don't think Blake Bortles is anymore. I think that dude's trash, and everyone knows it. And
I love you, Matt.
There is no clock. He blowed up the
Matt,
clock.
I love him so much, man. I was arguing this all last year about this guy, and I don't like calling people trash, but he has given you every reason to believe that with the talent that they put around him on that team, and you still can't get it done? Come on.
No, somebody's asking he's fired, too. I mean, and I don't like – I mean, everyone deserves a job, yada, 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 but Dave Caldwell – went against everyone in that building and drafted Blake Bortles. And I think his seat is hot because of that. And it sucks because you want every – like in my job, it's better for me to teams to be good. and for teams to develop and players to develop. But, you know, I never liked Bortles. He was my fourth quarterback of that draft class. Never understood that pick. And everyone points to the fact that he threw 35 touchdowns in his sophomore year. He also threw 18 interceptions that year, by the way. But he has continued to regress. He's thrown 51 picks in 3 years. He's just not any good. And so I don't think his clock's ticking. I think his clock is broken on the floor. You know,
all right,
Tom Savage is going to get replaced by Deshaun Watson. Yeah. There's a lot of guys who, you know, you could look at Denver with Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch. It's probably a matter of time before we see Paxton Lynch in there, I would imagine.
Yeah, if you can't beat out Trevor Siemian yet, come on.
Embarrassing, right? Yeah. A seventh-round pick, yeah. Great kid.
I'm taking the L on limited. That one because I thought Paxton Lynch would have shown himself by now.
I did too. Well, I don't know if I did by now. That offense at Memphis was not – he was not asked to do a whole lot, and he didn't do it for a very long time. You know, he was just another – he's a lot like Bortles. He's just a big kid, a good athlete with a big arm, and – everyone thinks that you could teach accuracy, and you can't. It's there or it isn't. And that's where, you know, if you look at a lot of the misses in the NFL, whether it's EJ Manuel or Blake Bortles or whatever, it all comes back to guys who just aren't accurate enough.
Matt, this is good. Some hot stuff today, and we look forward to your visits every week. Thank you.
Yeah, look forward to it next week, guys.
Hey, before you go, by the way, I mean, you know, when can we start leveraging this relationship for some express copies of Madden 18. I see you throwing it up there on Instagram. I mean, the regulars like me pre-order it, you know, for the $59.99 or whatever, but you can't just be showing everybody off how dope your express copy, your advanced copy of Madden 18 is, man. Not on Instagram, at least.
I'm trying to humble brag, and you're calling me out on it, man. I'll see what I can do. I'm actually giving away some copies to our podcast listeners, so
nice.
That's my shameless plug of the week.
It's all good,
it's fun,
man.
Though. I killed way too much time this weekend just sitting and playing Madden, but it was nice.
Do your thing, man. We'll talk to you every single week. We appreciate your time.
Looking forward to it, fellas. See you.
That is Matt Miller, brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com.
All right. What do you want from me? Do you want a survey? Do you want to do the Seth DeValve thing? What do you want to do here? It's pick your own ending, Dan Bernstein. You want to do this survey?
Choose your own adventure?
Yeah.
The survey, is this the basketball one? Is this the basketball rookie one?
Mm-hmm.
Which is always wrong, by the way.
All right. We won't do the survey because that's exactly what I was about to say.
Oh.
You just hand him your meat and he just chops it off. Like, you know, like, yeah, you just like, all right, here's your lap. Here's where an idea goes to die. Yeah, just pet it. Like the Inspector Gadget. Was it Dr. Claw? Who was the Inspector Gadget bad guy? It was the dude. You only saw his arm, right? You only saw his claw, his hand. What was it? What was his name?
I thought it was literally just the claw.
Is it
not Dr. Claw. It's Dr. Claw, right? Okay. You didn't watch Inspector Gadget? Too old at the time.
But I know if you sign up for a primary care physician and it's Dr. Claw, you've probably chosen poorly.
What's wrong with you?
Gotta check the prostate again. Oh. I so wish I had chosen Dr. Claw.
Dr. Soft Knuckles.
Yes, that would have been a better choice.
Speaking of, I'm up for re-election when it comes to the old.
Really?
You know, African Americans have to go earlier, right?
Like every week.
That's what they told the brothers in Tuskegee, too, by the way. You don't have to do that every week, fellas.
We're doing at 5:30 today, actually.
Is that what it is on the live stream? When we go to Cubs baseball, my proctologist will come in here and give me the old sweet pinky? Is that we're going to... Not Dennis Gentry, by the way.
Well, that's different. With both hands on your shoulders. Good old number 29.
Never trust a brother with freckles, man. Ever, ever, ever. All right, we have to stop this.
Yes,
Dan,
we do.
Just chopped my meat off. Apparently, I'm getting rectal exams. We need to move. Right,
we'll do what happened last night.
Yes, we'll do that next, right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Sack machine.
Bears fans, excited your first-round draft pick might actually be good?
Ticked off the Bears don't plan on starting him?
We're covering the Glenn and Trubisky controversy and all the Bears preseason storylines right here. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Tiger Woods is back in the news, and shock of all shocks, it has nothing to do with golf. According to TMZ, Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn are part of the latest wave of hacked nude pics. Yep, Eldrick, Lindsey, and Catherine McPhee, among others, are threatening legal action against those who stole the pics and anybody who posts them. As well they should. According to TMZ, those pics were stolen off of her phone and had been exchanged when they were dating. So it would be easy to pile on Tiger here, but I won't. This really is not his fault. He and Vonn are the victims here. It's a despicable crime, and all the blame for it goes to the degenerate who perpetrated it, not Tiger or Lindsey. And I know the argument that if he's a celebrity and he doesn't want nude pics to get out there, he shouldn't take nude pics. Right, whatever. He didn't leak the pics, and neither did she allegedly. This is a crime. I'm Jim Rome.
Napa know-how. There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards, and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzy's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzy Guillen was the manager of the club. And I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side is a little bit better. Sometimes luck isn't necessarily on your side.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
CBS Wednesday. There are over 150 million asteroids in our solar system. But all it takes is one to end our world.
This asteroid is a planet killer.
And only a few will have the courage to stop it.
We're not waiting for the government to save us. We have to save ourselves.
How far would you go to protect the planet?
I want to live before I die.
Salvation. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
.com.
The BMW Championships are returning to Conway Farms in Lake Forest this September. Join The Score's Bernstein and Goff this Friday for a live broadcast inside the BMW Championship experience at 2 North Riverside Plaza in downtown Chicago from 1 to 5:30 p.m. Test your skills at The Score's Putting Challenge. Talk Chicago sports and enter to win great prizes. Visit cbschicago.com/events for more info.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
3:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves are putting the final pieces in place to defend their Central Division title. Be there October 14th for the home opener at the Allstate Arena. Tickets starting at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. John Lackey gets the ball rolling on the Cubs road trip tonight in Cincinnati. Lackey and Homer Bailey will be the mound opponents as the Cubs begin action tonight with leading Milwaukee by 2.5 games and St. Louis by 3.5 in the NL Central. Meanwhile, over on the south side, it will be Lucas Giolito's White Sox debut as the Sox play host to the Twins again tonight. Giolito comes over from Washington in the offseason deal for Adam Eaton. And one injury note in baseball, Reds pitcher Scott Feldman had arthroscopic knee surgery today. His season is over. Pro football, the Bears were off today, back at practice tomorrow up at Hallis Hall and at Tennessee on Sunday afternoon. And San Diego center Max Turk has been suspended for the first four games of the regular season after violating the league's drug policy for PEDs. This scoreboard update brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers brake service at some locations. For a high-quality oil change, brake service, or preventative maintenance, stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. And time now for the closing bell. It's brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town and a big up day on Wall Street. The Dow up 196, the NASDAQ up 84, the S&P 500 up 24 points. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast today, beginning at 5:35, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that will be followed by the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com right there for you on Facebook Live. Make sure you like it, make sure you share it, make sure you view it and rub it all over your body. We talked about this probably a couple of weeks ago, and I brought up the fact that at some point, if this thing is going to be furthered or anything is going to come of the players kneeling or standing with a fist in the air. The next level, the next step in this conversation would be a white player doing this.
Let's quote Michael Bennett here. Michael Bennett said, this is him now. He said regarding the anthem protest movement and the fight for equality, it would take a white player to really get things changed. Because when somebody from the other side understands and they step up and they speak up about it, it would change the whole conversation. Because when you bring somebody who doesn't have to be a part of the conversation, making himself vulnerable in front of it, I think when that happens, things will really take a jump.
And this is what everybody who, any person of color that's that has spoken on this topic has said. Things like these demonstrations and these rallies and all these other things, they come from a place of, it's not affecting me, so I don't care. And that's where the real hurt comes
from. Because
everybody's dealt with whatever racism or stereotypes or bigotries that you've dealt with, but someone telling you that, yeah, you know, I'm not that, but it doesn't affect me, so I kind of don't care. That's the hurtful
part. Look, if you look at the history of equality in this country, nothing happens until it matters to white men. Nothing happens. Nothing gets done until it matters to white men. And once something matters to white men, something actually gets done. Now, was it Justin Britt of the Seahawks that actually had his hand on, on the shoulder of Michael Bennett?
Chris Long had his hand on Malcolm Jenkins'
shoulder. And Chris Long, who is, the more I learn about Chris Long, is the more
involved,
interesting and aware and well-read a guy he is. And I think we have, before we get to what... Seth DeValve said, and I'd never heard of Seth DeValve. I might have noticed his name in the fourth round of last year's draft.
I did not.
But because he was the highest drafted player ever out of Princeton.
Okay.
Before we get to what he said about what he did last night, being the first white player to kneel for the national anthem, let's start with what Chris Long said about his support for his teammates.
You know, listen, right now we need leadership. We need leadership in this country. We need to come together. You know, and if anybody really has an issue with somebody being an ally or somebody fighting for equality in a week like this against white supremacy, I think that's sad. You know, I'm not saying... I don't think the president's done a good enough job of striking it down. I share that sentiment with a lot of people, but with or without the president's reaction, I think this is something that, as Americans, the reason I stand for the anthem is because I'm standing for Americans and what we can be. And if you looked at my hometown this weekend, as much hatred as there were a lot of people of every color and creed that stood up against hate, and that's kind of why I'm inspired to stand for the anthem. And I hope that one day everybody can feel like this is my anthem.
That's Chris Long.
Very succinct. Very, and you know what? It's the exact same thing that Colin Kaepernick said.
Same thing. But Chris got a job. You know, Michael Bennett put
Chris
it out there.
Chris doesn't have an afro.
Well, and he's from Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. And that is Chris Long, brother of Kyle, son of Howie. And then last night, something important happened. And afterward, Seth DeValve, Brown's tight end, explained why he did what he did.
It saddens me that in 2017, we have to do something like that. I personally would like to say that I love this country. I love our national anthem. I'm very grateful to the men and women who have given their lives and give a lot every day to protect this country and to serve this country, and I want to honor them as much as I can. The United States is the greatest country in the world, and it is because it provides opportunities to its citizens that no other country does. The issue is that it doesn't provide equal opportunity to everybody. And I wanted to support my African-American teammates today who wanted to take a knee. We wanted to draw attention to the fact that there's things in this country that still need to change. And I myself will be raising children that don't look like me. And I want to do my part as well to do everything I can to raise them in a better environment than we have right now. So I wanted to take the opportunity with my teammates to during the anthem to pray for our country, and also to draw attention to the fact that we have work to do. And that's why I did what I did.
Yeah, he's invested on a different level. His son, his kids are mixed. His wife is an African-American young lady. He is a Caucasian man. And his investment comes from a place of understanding that his kids may be under the same type of stereotypical unjust treatment that many people of color have to go through. This is the problem that I'm having here. I don't understand how this is so hard. And maybe this is the great unveiling or unhooding in certain cases of America, but why is it so hard, and why do people, so many people get so offended when you say, listen, the freedoms and liberties that that flag and the national anthem are supposed to represent aren't bestowed upon, aren't extended to everyone. And until that occurs, this conversation needs to continue. Like maybe it's the 5-year-old in me where when something's so simple, it's just that simple.
But what bothers me is, why don't you want that to occur? What I can't figure out is when somebody uses the term social justice as a pejorative, what's the other side to that? Are you fighting on behalf of social injustice?
Right.
Is it not?
And for the people who are texting right now, I'm done with the argumentative part of this conversation. Honestly, explain to me what you didn't get about what Seth DeValve said, or what Chris Long said, or what many, many at the time, veterans for Colin Kaepernick, because there was a group, veterans for Cap, who said, yo, I fought for his right to do this. What about these men and women? What don't you get? You know, and now the even crazier part, Dan, is these New York Police Department brothers and sisters who are standing with Colin Kaepernick. There are a lot of All Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter people who are tying themselves into all these little cute little knots because police are and law enforcement are an infallible institution in their eyes. So if you can't question that, then how can you question these New York police officers who are standing with Colin Kaepernick and kneeling with Colin Kaepernick in sentiment? And 312-644-6767 is the phone number. And sports has always been the way that these conversations for decades and decades and generations have moved forward. If you're the same person that loves to celebrate Jackie Robinson, or the same person that loves to celebrate Muhammad Ali, this is one of those flashpoints in history where sports will move a conversation forward or backward, or actually just show you what the tenor is and what the temperature and atmosphere of a country is at the time. Usually sports does that for you. If you look at the great UCLA teams and what Luol Cinder and Bill Walton did on those campuses during wars. These things have always been around us, and these conversations have always been around us. But for whatever reason, in the political climate that we're in right now, you've got a lot of people who love to lash out and who love to just react. Oh, what? Flag? National anthem? I gotta react because I'm
because flag means military, and military this, means America.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm done doing that because one, I'm not gonna. This is the other thing. We are far too used to and becoming desensitized to allowing the offenders to be the people that we should. You know, we got to see their side. In this case, I just don't get what you don't get.
If the
people who have fought for the flag, if the people who are fighting every single day in these streets and in these New York police officers say, yeah, man, there's a lot that goes on. Because did you see what the NYPD pull out with that blue racism two-minute commercial that they put out?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now. No baby comes out of a woman's womb and all of a sudden they say, hey, you had a cop. You know,
congratulations, your baby's a cop.
Right. No, yeah, there's things that you can take
off.
Some
neighborhoods.
And things
maybe
that you can take off. Well, I'm glad you just said that. As soon as I heard the Seth DeValve comments and read them, you know, because I had to hear them so I can get the context and get the tone of it after I read them, I thought of my uncle, who, as I've mentioned before, is a police officer in the 14th District And he is married to a lovely Irish woman, my Aunt Louise, my Aunt Willise, as I used to call her as a kid, because I couldn't say Louise. And I love her to death. She is one of my favorite people in this world. And guess what they had? They had little Jeters. They had little black Irish kids. And living in Beverly and Mount Greenwood, my uncle, who is of Belizean descent, a little bit lighter than me, but same complexion, who walked around stores with his little half-Irish, half-Belizean daughter and getting all the looks in the world. Like, these are the things that you think, you know, you're on your everyday, yeah, okay, I'm going to go get some milk, I'm going to get some eggs, I'm going to get some, you know, some cauliflower, whatever, from the grocery store, and you get those looks. And, by the way, you're hoping to protect and serve on a daily basis and have to deal with the anxiety of having guns pulled on you and being in dangerous places as well. So these are the things that I don't understand. For the stick to sports people, fine. You can go elsewhere. You don't have to text us that you're leaving. I think what you should do before you leave, because you're still listening to my voice right now, you should try to figure out why your favorite sports show is not affected by it. You should try to figure out what's going on with them or what they're being told not to talk about and why they're being told not to talk about it. But honestly, If every piece of this has been broken down to you by these athletes and by people who are around these athletes, that it's not about disrespecting the military. So if that's how you're taking it, that's on you now. That is simply on you. It's not about disrespecting good cops. If that's how you're taking it, that is simply on you now. If it has been filtered out and broken down to its very the very last compound, the base root of it, about fighting for people and in my instance, having a platform where people who look like me don't get to say these things on these kinds of airways very often, because you can run off to your little, oh, I think I'm going to listen to sports today and I won't have to hear about this. Sports has always been a vehicle for these kind of conversations. You just front like you don't know. And maybe in the past you fronted like you didn't hear it because you went away because it made you feel uncomfortable. Well, guess what? You're getting to a place now where there's not many places to run anymore when we have these conversations. So if Seth DeValve and Chris Long and Colin Kaepernick and Malcolm Jenkins, who has actually gone to Congress and talked to them about mandatory minimums and the things that are put upon people of color, if all these people and all this storm of information that is coming at you, and the at the root of it is fighting for equality for people who don't have the voice that they have
and who might not look like you,
you really got to ask yourself, damn. Why do I think the way I think? And what am I really against? And whatever answer you come up with, that's on you. But at the end, it's all about fighting for people who don't have that voice. You think anybody would choose to have this kind of scrutiny? Do you know what these NFL players in those cities who are doing this go through?
That's why
the moment they leave their facility.
That's why Michael Bennett used the word vulnerability.
Yeah.
For a white player to make himself vulnerable. And that's what Seth DeValve did last night on Monday Night Football. Before Monday Night Football, he stood there and he did it. And he explained exactly why he did it. Now, I don't know if Michael Bennett's right or not. I don't know if it changes the conversation. I don't know if it moves anybody off of positions that have been indoctrinated into them either by certain media outlets or for generations. Mm-hmm. But if it just causes one person to say, why do I feel threatened by this? What really bothers? Not the coded stuff about, well, the flag and the military. It never had anything to do with the military. It never did.
And if you really want to be real about it, the NFL has been disrespecting the military for a very long time.
Jeez, and they're still
and
doing
asking
it.
For money.
They were doing it last
paid,
night.
Being paid by these arms of, you know, these branches of the armed services have to pay them for these commercials.
They did it last night as they just named a former general to the position of the head of USA Football in a disgusting and disingenuous attempt to use militarism to sell this phony baloney safety of the game. I mean, it is the depth to which the NFL will go to militarize itself and the shield and everything else. So that is the flimsiest argument about, oh, you're disrespecting the military. It was never a part of it. That's a complete red herring.
Before I know we got to get to a break here. We got to get to a break right here. Okay. Eric in Fox River Grove, please don't hang up. This is not an attack on you. I see the comments that you have. I really want to get to the bottom of why you think it's a disrespectful act.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. A lot to come, including in other news and Hub. We're done at 5:30 today because that Cubs baseball tonight on the Score.
Bears fans, excited your first-round draft pick might actually be good?
Ticked off the Bears don't plan on starting him?
We're covering the Glennon Trubisky controversy and all the Bears preseason storylines right here. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
Football comes when you have to buy or sell a home. You absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. Dorothy and Terry chose Amy Kite when it was time to sell their Chicagoland home. And guess what? Amy's team got them 30 showings in 1 month of being listed. That's how you build demand, people. The home sold for $4,000 over the asking price. Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash, or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. Call the realtor who I would trust, the realtor who I love, the realtor who I think is one of the best people in the whole wide, wide world. That's Amy Kite. 847-877-9881 is the phone number, or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The best-kept secret for luxury and performance? Jaguar. The best-kept secret to obtain an approved certified pre-owned Jaguar? Howard Orloff Jaguar. Howard Orloff Jaguar has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff, you can get 1.9% APR financing on select 2013 to 2016 approved certified pre-owned Jaguar models. And right now, you can drive a 2014 approved certified pre-owned Jaguar XF for only $29,998. And did you know, approved certified pre-owned Jaguar models include a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, a 165-point inspection, and 24/7 roadside assistance. Isn't it time you know Howard Orloff Jaguar? Visit Howard Orloff Jaguar, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffjaguar.com.
Stock number P14174. Financing with approved credit. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale or in use date. See Howard Orloff Jaguar for details. Offer expires 8/31/17.
A few years ago, Range Rover pioneered a remarkable vehicle called the Range Rover Evoque. It continues to win the hearts of our customers everywhere. More recently, Land Rover introduced the all-new stunning and praiseworthy Discovery Sport. It's a Land Rover bestseller for good reasons. And today, now through August 30th, Land Rover Lake Bluff continues our most aggressive sales event of the year on these two exceptional vehicles. We call it our Two for the Road sales event. Take advantage of our most competitive offers on every 2017 Range Rover Evoque and Land Rover Discovery Sport at Land Rover Lake Bluff. Whether you buy or lease, our Two for the Road sales event promises to put you behind the wheel of a new 2017 Range Rover Evoque or Land Rover Discovery Sport. Land Rover Lake Bluff, Route 41, LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
So is it fair to describe the Bears organization as scared?
I don't think scared is fair.
You trade up and you draft the franchise quarterback, and then you don't give him a chance to win the job when the guy who is in front of him looks bad.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Six.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now, we got some callers who want to jump in, so we're going to move in other news to the bottom of the hour. We'll do that ahead of Hub at 5. This segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all-natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day. They bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983. That's Jimmy Fresh. A fresh bank of calls. Some doozies in here coming up after an update. The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Seth DeValve and Chris Long not sticking to sports out here.
Talking about what happened last night on Monday Night Football. Last night before Monday Night Football with the Cleveland Browns. Chose to do what Seth DeValve chose to do. And we'll see if Michael Bennett of the Seattle Seahawks is right.
Racism died last weekend, Bernstein. Didn't you see it?
I must have missed that. But this was an important moment. By a decision by former Princeton wide receiver slash tight end and now Cleveland Browns second year tight end, Seth DeValve, a name we might end up remembering. We'll see. You got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzie's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzie Guillen was the manager of the club. And I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
One of the best things about Blue Apron and that big box that arrives shipped for free every Friday on the porch is knowing that the meals that they create are seasonal and that they use local farms and local fisheries and ranchers across the United States to bring you stuff that can be at the peak of seasonal freshness. And people think, oh, it's all this fancy food. It's so complicated. No, sometimes you get out of your comfort zone a little bit with maybe something that's got a difficult to pronounce name or introducing you to some flavors you might not otherwise try, but sometimes it's just wheelhouse stuff from Blue Apron. A little taste of New Orleans is on the menu this week. The cornmeal crusted shrimp po' boys with tomato and cucumber salad. And, you know, it's a shrimp sandwich. Big plump shrimp and crusty French bread and a remoulade sauce. But what they do to make it a little more summery, they added sauteed corn to the remoulade. Little juicy pops of flavor. And they coat the shrimp traditionally with the cornmeal and pan fry those. You put them on the sandwich and that salad of tomatoes and cucumber. It's just peak season, end of summer type stuff. And that's what you get with Blue Apron. And you think, well, that's got to be expensive. No, it's less than $10 per person per meal. And the recipe card comes in there and everything is laid out for you. Even if you are just a beginner in the kitchen, after a few Blue Apron meals, you start to develop some techniques and you realize, you know what? It really isn't that difficult at all. And it's fun for the whole family too. Right now, you can get your first three meals free with free shipping. Check out the menu. Get this done. Go to this site, blueapron.com/Dan, just like that. And then you'll love how good it feels and tastes to make incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Find coverage based on your budget today. Stay in control of your spending. Insurance and your wallet splendidly blending. Be so happy, Pappy. You'll just want to dance. Found a policy that fits you like painted on pants.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Sometimes, as you guys know, the results aren't as you would expect. That's kind of the way baseball goes. Regardless of how good you might be on a certain day, sometimes the guy on the other side